Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bomar Shanti. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure as we count down the days to the 2022 NFL Draft, Las Vegas, April 28th through the 30th. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the standout. You want to call him a spur hybrid linebacker, but I know he's very versed. And that secondary is very versed at the linebacker position as well. It's the South Dakota Coyotes standout, Elijah Reed. He was also down at the Dream Bowl where they had him playing outside linebacker and some nickel. So a lot to like about his versatility. But with that said, fabulous career, Elijah. Thank you for joining us. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me. This afternoon's going really well. You know, I just got done with my workout. So, you know, it's a nice day outside. Just got done snowing. Pretty good.
Excellent. Have you had that moment yet? Did you wake up in a panic at all at this point, thinking that you're missing weight or lifting and being on campus and going through the rituals of being on a team, but now you're solo doing your own thing?
I kind of got used to it. Actually, my sleep schedule has been getting better, and I'm waking up like probably 3-5 minutes before my alarm actually goes off. So I've been feeling really good.
Excellent. So I'm curious. I always like to go back to where it all began. Pop Warner, Pee Wee football. Was Elijah Reed the kid scoring one touchdown after the next?
Actually, no. I was actually a defensive end and tight end, but primarily defensive end. And, you know, I was a little tall kid, so getting around the edge and getting to the quarterback was my favorite thing to do when, growing up. So it was fun.
So
That's my team.
I love it. So a little tall kid getting after the quarterback, playing defensive end. So how do you start transitioning to this safety linebacker role, if you will?
Well, it started in high school. That's where I actually, you know, played defensive back for my first time. We had injuries on the varsity team, so, you know, one of the safeties went down, and they were looking for another safety. And my coach, Coach Brodus, he gave me an opportunity to, you know, make the first start of my career, so my sophomore year. So that's how I started off as a, you know, defensive back. But, you know, it was a really, really good journey.
It is a good journey, and it led you to South Dakota, where you've established yourself. Good enough career where you're at Landau Performance in Colorado getting ready for pro days and all the things with coming with being a draft prospect. So you've definitely done all that you can do up to this point, and I know you're training and continuing to work for this. So I'm curious, so you arrive at South Dakota. When do you really get the sense, Elijah, that this is a legit opportunity? You know as well as anybody, you played the game. This isn't for everybody. Not everybody is training for a pro day. Not everybody's, you know, at that level. You are. When did it really sink in for you?
You know, training for a pro day and everything, that kind of just sinked in recently. But my first glimpse of, like, this is an opportunity was first coming in as a freshman. You know, I was, you know, fall camp, I was practicing, and I actually had an injury to where I had to wear a cast. So I didn't get a real opportunity to compete for a spot. But I was blessed and thankful to redshirt. And then I had a leader in front of me, Tyson Graham. He actually just got signed to the USFL. He got drafted the other day. So he was kind of talking to me saying, you know, this is like this opportunity. Like, I'm almost out of here, and when I'm out, you got to take the spot, and, you know, you could be better than I am, or this is good, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of, you know, hit me, and I kind of woke up as a player. And just recently, just given the opportunity to train right now, you know, there's a lot of people struggling, trying to, you know, have an opportunity, and I'm blessed to be, you know, training at Landau right now and chasing my dreams.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Elijah Reed, the standout from South Dakota, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the NFL Draft Blast. I asked all the gentlemen to come on the program, if we threw you in that film room, scouts are breaking down tape, you're watching your tape with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say they're your hallmark home run abilities that they're going to have to bring you upon that 53-man roster.
Yes, sir. I think they're going to, you know, be impressed with my size. You know, I'm 6'2", 6'2 and a half. I weigh about 215 to 220. And I could play, you know, I'm versatile. I could play safety, corner if you need me. And I could play a little outside linebacker as well. So I just feel like I'm a versatile player that can, you know, fit in any system, any way that they need me to. Also play special teams as
well. You're like that Swiss Army knife, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like to think that as well.
Now, this is your show, and we do know those NFL personnel guys, they do like listening in if the particular prospect tickles their fancy, if you will. With that said, what goes unnoticed? What do these teams need to know about that they can't see on tape? You know, weight room warrior, team junkie, team captain, great in the community. Maybe the system you ran defensively at South Dakota didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. This is your show. This is your opportunity to let these guys know to help you fall in their good graces.
I'm a leader. My parents, you know, raised me to be, you know, a leader and, you know, a man of integrity. So I'm always bring that to the table. And also I'm a great, you know, teammate. You know what I'm saying? As guys are, you know, learning, I'm a fast learner. So I try to learn and pick up from, you know, younger guys, older guys, anybody I can learn from, and also drop my knowledge to them when they need it as well. So I feel like I'm a good teammate to my guys, and I work extremely hard to be great.
I love it. And that Dream Bowl experience, kind of take us through what that was like for you. It's a great opportunity, a chance for you to kind of do your thing in front of those people, potential hires. I'll just kind of take us through Dream Bowl week.
Going into the Dream Bowl week, actually, I got invited on Sunday. So it was kind of late invite, and it was a no-brainer to take the opportunity because I have family that lives 15 minutes away from where the game was actually at. So a lot of my family members got to come to the game, and, you know, I got to visit them and stuff like that. So it was really cool. And but the weather was bad, so it turned from a four-day week to a two-day week. So it was a great opportunity to, you know, get coached by the guys I got coached by and, you know, being around the players that I was around. And great experience. I learned a lot while I was out there.
Yeah, that's right. And I always forget that game got shut down due to the weather. It's not until you guys bring it up that it immediately hits me because I've had several guys on from the Dream Bowl and they said, yeah, you know, went from a 4-day to a 2-day. I'm curious, just because of your versatility, it's a bit of a cliche question, but do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there different players from the next level that you try to adapt to your own game?
I like to try to mock my game off of Sean Taylor, who was a safety in the NFL that, in my opinion, he would have been the greatest if he didn't pass away, RIP. But he's one of the guys I try to mimic my game from. You know, growing up watching him, I just saw myself being him. And I, to this day, try to be as great as he was.
He was special. You know, my favorite thing about Sean Taylor was he didn't care if there was guys wearing his jersey or guys wearing the opposing jersey. Everybody was getting blown up. I mean, it was just
– Yes, sir.
It was ferocious.
He played fast.
At his best. Now, if this was a Zoom call, I assume that you got a great smile. You come across as a great kid. You mentioned Sean Taylor. When do you flip the switch, Elijah? When do you become this ferocious dude doing your thing in the secondary or just on defense as, you know, an entirety?
Whenever I'm in the facility, you know, getting ready for practice or, you know, games and stuff like that. But I also have that switch to where I could be, you know, a fun teammate and, you know, a cool guy. So I try to get in that game mentality a lot more, though.
I love it. Oh, man, we're almost out of time. Listen, this is a fabulous podcast. I'm so appreciative of you joining us and allow us to share you with our draft audience. But before we let you go, we'd like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Nielsen, does he have any pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no, or you're going to catch some hell?
He really does not like when helmets are laying around. You got to always have your helmet in your hand or on your head. You can't just have them laying around. He had a story where one of their best return men, when he was coaching at Duluth, stepped on a helmet, broke his ankle, and missed the rest of the season, just changed his career. So that's a no-no. Can't put your helmet on the ground.
Fair enough. And you mentioned earlier in the show that you were out in Colorado training at Landau Performance. Tomorrow, Elijah, when you arrive at the facility, you are going to be the trainer, not the trainee. What trainer are you going to pick, and what workout are you going to put them through to watch them sweat a little bit?
Ooh. I'll probably put Coach Augie through the – ooh, there's a lot of good ones, actually. probably the speed squats. I want to see if he can get the bar up fast enough.
I love it. And then, the final one, before we let you go, as you know, this draft will be quickly approaching us. The weekend, that week, if you will, when you're with family and friends celebrating this next journey, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make and have prepared as you celebrate this next journey into football?
I got to pick two, my mom and my dad. But my dad's lasagna is top of the line. So that's one.
Nice.
But I got to say my mom, too, because she could really cook anything. So whatever she's in the mood of making, I'm good with eating it.
Well, there you go. The Reed family is all on the clock. Dad with the lasagna, mom with anything you said, it's in the repertoire. And then you, my friend, you also on the clock for this 2022 NFL draft. Elijah, listen, great stuff. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Elijah Reed, the South Dakota Coyotes standout, defensive back, hybrid, linebacker, nickelback, outside linebacker, you name it. This kid is so burst and equipped to do all that stuff in the secondary or anywhere on the defense. So a lot to like about this young man as he builds toward this next level. Appreciate you folks joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.